completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Welcome to another edition of Late Night with Benny Love. I'm your host, Benny Love, aka Mr. Midnight, aka Chief Love Officer, aka your Chocolate Thunder Baby. You are listening to Bashani Radio app exclusively right here on the Bashani Radio Network. We are broadcasting live from Miami, baby. The weather is hot, but it's cooling down during the night. And as I look out over the ocean, and I was just thinking about what I was going to talk about tonight, and I decided I'm going to talk about love. There's always room to just talk about love, right? And just in case you haven't done it and you're listening from the website or BashaniRadio.com, make sure you download our completely redesigned app. I promise you. And we have a wonderful feature on there where you can just tap and leave a voice and audio message for your favorite host, which I'm sure Benny Love is, right? He's one of those, right? On this Memorial Day weekend, I want all of you guys out there to be safe. And I want you to take care of each other, right? And be kind to each other and everything that you do, right? So tonight I want to start this off about what is love? That's a big opening question, isn't it? What is love and what is chemistry? What makes people click? It's on my mind and my heart today, so I figure why not get it in since I'm here, sitting in my robe, overlooking the beautiful ocean of Miami, high up in the sky, and And I'm just thinking about all the lovers out there. I hope you're doing good on this Memorial Day weekend. And I want to make sure that if you don't love somebody, at least love yourself. All right? So let's start off with what is love. You know what I found out about love? True love starts when you love yourself first and foremost. I think so many times we go looking for the love that's already within us, and we're not paying attention to our own needs. We are so caught up in trying to please the needs of others that we forget about ourselves. So I think one road to understanding love is understanding self-love. Self-love is so vital. Self-love is so important into understanding why we love others, if that makes sense, right? Because what I've learned over the years is that it wasn't until I started to understand the love I had for myself and the love I needed for myself that I started to understand that what was necessary for me to love others. And the more and more I dived into understanding my own self-love, my own self-needs, it's the more I became more sensitive to other people's needs just by learning myself. So it's a powerful emotion, and I think it's one of the most powerful emotions we have on the planet here. And the opposite of that, is hate. And that's why we live in a world where there's either love or hate. And hate separates us and love brings us together. So the first step to understanding love is learning how to love yourself. Don't be afraid to take yourself out on a date. Don't be afraid to take yourself to the movies. Don't be afraid to take yourself on a nice walk. And understand that the more that you learn to love yourself, I promise you, you will absolutely learn to love others. All right? Number two, learning to understand the love of others. I think compassion is needed and a humbleness is needed to understand the love that other people give. And sometimes their love is self-centered. Sometimes their love is for their own selfish needs. And that's okay as long as you understand where you stand and where you stand as a couple, as a unit, as a team. And if you understand those things, then there should be less misunderstanding. I'm sorry. See, ladies and gentlemen, this four-letter word has the power to make an entire world come into peace. And it also has the power to rip a nation apart. And that's the sad thing about that. So, understanding how people give love and whether you want to accept the love that they're offering. See, I think that if we do more listening instead of more talking, we will hear more things that we may have missed in the journey of connections. Because a lot of times we are so busy trying to figure out and achieve what we want to get out of a relationship that we don't pay attention to what maybe that person wants to get out of a relationship. And I've learned to approach relationships in a giving way, okay? I no longer get into relationships and say, what can I get? I go into relationships full throttle of what can I give. Even if it don't come back from the other person, I know that if I put out that good energy, I know if I put out that good chemistry, I know if I put out that good vibes, it will come back to me. I promise you. Even if it don't come back from the people or the person you wanted to come back from, you have to be a chill forgiver, as the Bible says. You give with no expectations of getting back. You have to learn to give with a giving heart, a giving soul, a giving energy. You know, as I talk here, my eyes are closed, the lights down low. I'm facing, looking over the ocean. Every time I open my eyes, and I'm reminded that love is like water. You just gotta let it flow. You let it flow until the waves hit and start coming back to you. And what I notice with the ocean is that once it gets to the end, it returns back from which it came. You know, the waves, they come all the way up to the beach, to the sand, and then they return back as more waves continue to come back and forth. Well, that's how love is. Sometimes you just got to put it out there and watch it come back. It may not come back from where it originated, but it will come back. I promise you that. And there is nothing wrong with being honest. And I respect those who are honest about their feelings, because the more honest you are about your feelings, the better. The better the end result. Let me say that. Because I think a lot of times people are not totally honest about what they're feeling until it gets to a point where they have to say something about it or do something about it. And that's when the problems occur. So if you start it off, if you feel that something ain't right, then you should have a conversation about that. No conversation can be wrong when it comes to love if you're truly being honest. The problem with most relationships that people don't want to be fully honest, because we are afraid of losing something we probably never had. See, here's what I know about love, at least my perspective. You can't lose something that was never yours. You understand? Let me say that one more time. You can't lose anything that was never yours. Someone once told me that if you love something, let it go. And if it comes back, it's yours. And if it don't come back, it never was. That's a powerful quote right there. See, ladies and gentlemen, one thing we're guaranteed when we enter a relationship, that there will be ups and there will be downs. There will be hurt and there will be pain. But what I want my listeners to start thinking about it in the perspective and the way I look at it. I look at it that there is no failure when it comes to love, only lessons. So I'm going to say this, and I want you guys to repeat this anytime you're feeling like maybe things are not going your way. All right? It goes like this. In every lesson, there's a blessing. And in every blessing, there is a lesson. You hear what I say? When things don't go right, it wasn't that you failed, it's that you learned another lesson to make you better in the next experience. When you and a significant other don't click because one of y'all feel one type of way, that wasn't a failure. That was a lesson. Okay? And the fact that you got through it, you also know that it's a blessing. So I want you to start thinking of it like this, ladies and gentlemen. In every lesson, there's a blessing. And in every blessing, there's a lesson. Because I promise you, if you continue to put out that good energy, I promise you that energy will come back to you. We're at the halfway point, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you understanding where I'm coming from. I'm kind of like all over the place because I'm just doing this from my heart as I sit out here in Miami on Memorial Day weekend and then enjoy the sights and sounds and especially the warmer weather. Believe it or not, it's kind of cold in New York right now, believe it or not. And because it's so cold, you can't really enjoy outside. And, you know, my understanding, it was going to rain all weekend in New York. So I figured, let me just go to the Clearport and head down to the MIA and be with you here, right? So I'm feeling real good right now, and I hope you're feeling real good right now. So here's what I want you to do, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get your drinks. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride, okay? And I'll be right back after this short break, okay? You heard me. Penny Love, baby. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves, and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Your favorite podcast host is back. Benny Love, baby. Right here exclusively on Bashani Radio app. We're broadcasting live from Miami on Memorial Day weekend. And we got some surprises coming from you in the Bashani app, so stay tuned, right? I also want to salute all the military people, our heroes that are, you know, we honoring tomorrow on Memorial Day globally. And I just want to thank all of you for the sacrifice that you gave and for your service. And if you see a military person this weekend, simply walk up to them and tell them thank you for your service. All right. Sometimes they don't hear that as many times you think they may. A lot of them never really actually hear that. So, you know, tell them thank you for your service. Okay. Right. Make sure you download the completely redesigned Bashani Radio app. Now, we got some great features, and the one I'm really excited about the most is the talk back, the feedback button. I want you guys to hit that button, and you got up to 60 seconds to tell me what's on your mind, all right? And tell them it's for the Late Night with Benny Love show, and they'll make sure I get that audio message, right? And you never know, you might end up on one of my shows here, all right? We could have a sexy, good time together. I love you and you can't do a damn thing about it, right? Sure you're right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back. We were talking about love and we was talking about how every lesson is a blessing and every blessing is a lesson. You know, I had a listener email me and say, I seem like I know what I'm talking about and wanted to know, did I ever get hurt in love? I'm going to tell you, absolutely. I am not any bigger or better than any of you guys. I just got a sexy ass voice, but I'm still a human. And yes, I've been hurt, and I've been hurt many times. But that's okay, because as I spoke earlier, it's a lesson to me. It's a lesson and a blessing to me. And that's what makes it important to me, right? So I have no ill feelings to anyone that I've been involved with in any fashion or form. Okay? So to Chris, who sent me that email, yeah, brother, I've had my share of lessons. And I had some hard lessons, but what I've learned too, a lot of those lessons turned into blessings, because every time I got a little bit better, a little bit stronger, a little bit more considerate in how I was rolling. And to me, that's what's absolutely important. If you don't learn from your lessons, how can you really receive the blessings, right? Think about that. And make sure, and even on that feedback line, if you got a question or you got a comment or something, I want you to leave it. It's right within the app itself, whether you have Android or you have iOS. All you got to simply do is tap on the feedback button and hit record. You got up to 60 seconds to share what's on your mind, right? And then once you're completed, you hit send. And that's all you got to do right there. It is just that easy. All right. So I'm about to get out of here because it's my time to go. I don't want to leave you, but I got to go. I mean, you can come over next week and we'll do this all over again. Right. Just let me know how you feeling, baby. And I'll be there for you, right? If you're listening to this right now, I want you to turn the volume up. Like if you are a beautiful woman and you are single and nobody's told you, I'm about to tell you something you need to hear. So I want you to turn up the volume right now, right? You got it up? I absolutely love and adore you with everything I got. If nobody's told you, you're beautiful. You're awesome. You're amazing. You're exactly what you need to be. And the person that God's going to put into your life, they will be exactly what you needed at that present state and present time. So don't get down if things don't quite work out your way. Just move on, but move up. Does that make sense? You want to move on and move up. Because somebody loves you. If nobody loves you, Benny Love loves you. I can promise you that. The concierge of love, chief love officer. Some people call me Mr. Midnight, and the ones that really know me call me Chocolate Thunder. Ooh, if I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that my secret life is 10 times better, 10 times better than the one that I let you see on social media. If you can only be a fly on the wall, you will be absolutely amazed at how it is, right? I know I didn't complete this whole thing about love, but love is, I don't think love can ever truly be explained. I think love is an experience. I think love is one of the most powerful emotions, which is energy in motion that is given to us by God. And the more we understand our energy in motion, the more we can flow and allow it to flow towards us. You're special. I can promise each and every one of you out here listening, you are absolutely special. It's only me, you, and about 3 million subscribers who have downloaded this app. And I want to tell each and every one of you, You are freaking amazing. And I love you. And you can't do a damn thing about it, right? So in my closing, I hope you understand that. First and foremost, you need to love yourself in order to love others. What I can absolutely tell you, the more you love yourself, the more you'll be able to love everybody around you, okay? And to all of those people that I've ever came across, if I've ever said anything in any fashion or form that offended you, that made you feel some type of way, I apologize. As they say in church, don't blame it on the heart, blame it on the head. All right? Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, exclusively right here on Bashani Radio app, download in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or if you have to listen online, it's at BashaniRadio.com. Same place, same bat channel. We ain't playing 4 years strong, baby. All right? Remember, hit the feedback button. Let me know what you think about this show. Leave your comments. All it takes is 60 seconds or less. Let me hear that voice. Let me hear what you're saying, and I promise I will respond. Don't be shy. Don't tell me your voice ain't right. It ain't all about that. It's all about the love you give out, because I want to give that love right back to you. I do this show for all of you, and I hope it helps you in some fashion or form. All right? I'm Benny Love, a.k.a. the Chief Love Officer, a.k.a. Mr. Midnight, a.k.a. Chocolate Thunder, baby. Get in trouble when I be saying Chocolate Thunder. All right, until next time, meet me right back here on Bashani Radio app exclusively, or binge listen to all the previous episodes that you probably missed now, because you can do that in the new app. You can simply go to Late Night with Benny Love, click on it, and listen to all the episodes back to back without having to move another inch. All right? It's 9 o'clock at night, ladies and gentlemen, and it's time for me to get out of here, and so I can enjoy my drink and enjoy some of this breeze that's coming over the balcony here in Miami. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Bashani Radio app, Late Night with Benny Love, baby. I don't want you to leave, but you gotta go home, okay? Good night.
Your daddy and all your friends, and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store. Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.